We are a city that's obviously going through a drought at the moment, and we are counting every single drop of water that we are consuming. And it is important always to have a look at the alien invasive plant that obviously gobbles up a lot more water than necessary. WWF South Africa have a water balance program. They're monitoring and evaluating, obviously, the success of that program. And joining me on the line is Lumka Madolo from Pinelands. Lumka, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Thank you.
Now, the Water Balance Program team initiated invasive alien clearing in Rivierswonderend catchment area in 2014. It's 3 years on. What has been the success of that?
The Water Balance, WWF Water Balance Program initiated this project, and it's been a huge success. We're doing the clearing. The program is... The aim of the program is to clear alien invasive plants that consume large amounts of water from our rivers and wetlands, and as well taking nutrients from the soil that and then indigenous plants. So we're doing the alien clearing and also the active restoration, which is planting of indigenous plants after the clearing of invasive plants. The active restoration is important to the returning of river functionality and prevention of soil erosion. We have a team from Ganendendal community that is working on the restoration work. The team is very, very dedicated to the work. They know what they're doing. They understand why they are doing the restoration work and the benefits to the community and on a larger scale of the country's long-term water supply. They have the bigger picture of the restoration project, and they receive a training for the fynbos propagation. So we have the nursery in Ganendendal where we grow our plants there for the restoration. So we collect seeds and we propagate them from seeds and cuttings. So when they are ready enough to be planted back to the river, we go there and we plant them. It depends to the area that we are working on, if it's a dry area or it's in the channel or it's in wet banks area. So we use a specific plants for each area that we are working on. We're also using the permit plants, which is a special plant in South Africa because it is an endemic species of South Africa. It can only be found to the Western and Eastern Cape and in small pockets in KZN. And it also plays a role of improving water quality by slowing the flow in river, assisting the substances and sediments to cycle out. And it also plays an important role to stabilizing river banks and from erosion. So it's been the project has been doing well, and it's been a huge process. We've cleared 202 hectares, and we've done restoration to some of those hectares.
Lumka, just to bring it home a little bit, I suppose, would it be possible for me to, I don't have a garden necessarily, but I imagine many people listening to the show right now would have gardens that are perhaps littered with plants that are not indigenous to this part of South Africa, because those plants are pretty. They have a lovely smell or whatever the case may be, but obviously they're consuming a lot more water. Would it be possible for us to replicate this on a much smaller scale in our various homes, where we get rid of our alien vegetation in our gardens and replace it with things that are more indigenous to this part of the country?
Yes, it is possible. If because there are people, there are individuals that have alien invasive plants on their homes, and there are information that tell the people how to clear those invasive plants and which plants they can use to restore or to plant to suppress those alien invasive plants to coming back to their gardens. But it depends to the area where you are. Like in the river, we don't introduce plants that are from the other area because of the genetic material. So it will, for your garden, it's easy. You can buy indigenous plants from the nursery, from available nursery, and you can just clear alien invasive plants and reintroduce the indigenous plants.
Lumka, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Lumka Madolo is with the WWF South Africa talking about the success of the water balance program that they initiated in Rivierswonderend in 2014 in that catchment area, and 202 hectares of land. That's only 200 international rugby fields of mostly privately owned and some state-owned land that has been cleared of alien vegetation in the area.